This is Betsy Walsh here at the Morian Art Center. Today I'm here with Amanda Cooper, who is our chief curator at the Morian, and she is here to tell you about the exciting exhibitions we have opening this Saturday, January 14th, starting at 5 p.m. We hope you'll join us this weekend to see these wonderful exhibitions. Amanda, can you tell us a little bit more about what we'll be seeing when we come on Saturday, January 14th?
These three exhibitions that we have coming up here at the Morian Art Center are all photo-based. All of the artists are photographers, and they all have the theme in common of mental health, particularly during times of COVID. And all of these artists are dealing with issues that are personal to them, but they're also universal to all of us. Tom Kramer is one of the artists. Tom is a very beloved local photographer. He was known for his dance photography, and unfortunately he passed away while we were planning this exhibition. And this particular series of artwork he's doing, his exhibition is called Forever Changed, and it is, as always, it's dealing with dancers, but they are, there's a less of a glamour that is related to his work than you usually see. And it's about how the arts community was really affected during COVID, how we couldn't come together. And this particularly hit the dance community very hard, since that was dependent on them being, you know, close to each other. So I think people will look at that and kind of feel, whether you're a dancer or not, you'll feel the angst and the emotion in this work. The other exhibition is called Wonder in the Wild, and it's by two artists. One lives in Sarasota. His name is Curtis Anderson. The other is Stefan Jennings Batista, who lives in Albuquerque, but they were friends who met at Ringling College of Art and Design. And they're both dealing with finding truth and finding the divine. And Curtis is coming from the standpoint of an evangelical Christian standpoint and how he had a conversion, a very dramatic conversion experience. And he presents that with his photographs, telling a narrative of his own personal story. And Stefan has, even though they're friends, they kind of have the opposite view of where the divine can be found. And his work, you'll see it in his nature photography and how we can find the divine in nature. So it's an interesting combination of where we can find the divine and the search for meaning in our lives. And last but not least, we have Agata Sanfiz, who is a Tampa artist who's originally from Spain. And her exhibition, she is doing a documentary photography project called The Other Pandemic. And it's a story about, a visual story about her sister, who sadly committed suicide right when the pandemic happened and her city in Spain went in lockdown. So Agata's exhibition is telling the story of her sister's life and her death and the aftermath and how you deal with love and loss during a pandemic when you can't be together. And as sad as it sounds, it's a very beautiful and uplifting story that she tells, and the power of art, particularly in this case, photography, to heal. We have a couple of upcoming events related to these exhibitions. They're all free and open to the public. The first one is this Saturday, January 14th, from 5 to 8 p.m. during Gallery Walk. We have a public opening reception for these exhibitions. Please come and join us. And at 5 p.m. that evening, Stefan Batista and Curtis Anderson will be giving a gallery talk for their exhibition that night. And then later in the month, on January 19th at 6 p.m. here at the Morian, Agata Sanfiz will be doing a gallery talk based on her exhibition, and it's about how you can use photography to deal with trauma.
Thanks so much for your insight, Amanda. We can tell that these are going to be very poignant exhibitions and that they were expertly curated. Don't forget to come and see us this Saturday, January 14th at 5 p.m. at the Morian Art Center. The Morian Art Center is located at 719 Central Avenue, downtown St. Pete. We are open from 10 to 5 normally, Monday through Saturday, but this weekend we'll be open late during the Second Saturday Art Walk. Come see us on Saturday from 5 to 8 p.m.